Welcome back to That's the Tea with Alessandra G. It's your sis, and today we have a very special and exclusive segment of Friday Features featuring the one and only Chase D'Amore from Too Hot to Handle, and he's spilling all of the tea on how Parties in Paradise ended up reeling him in through their casting. Obviously, Parties in Paradise was actually Too Hot to Handle. Where his relationship stands with Carly, what he thinks about what the rest of the cast members are up to right now, if he thinks Marvin should have won the money after all was said and done, and so much more. Make sure to stick around for the full segment to hear all the tea from the tea god himself, Chase.
Reality chat, exclusive updates, and interviews with Alessandra G.
So we're here with Chase on That's the Tea with Alessandra G. He's rocking his Team Chase merch. We'll get into that in a second. Chase, how are you? Let's start there.
I'm living the dream. I'm down here in Miami, just checking out the sights and the sounds. So I'm doing good. And yes, Parties in Paradise, what a shit name for a show. I cannot believe that I fell for that bullshit, but like, It was like a lot. Like if I sat here and I explained to you how they got me, like you'd be like, okay, that makes sense. So like,
ugh. I believe it though. I do. Cause then they had the fake host and he looked the part, he came out and I was like, all right, I think I'd believe this too. You get on and you think you're going to go on. You're just going to have like a great time, get lit, get with girls, party, great summer. But then no, they're like, you're on Too Hot to Handle. All of you were like shocked and upset. So I heard there were some tears that were shed once they announced it was Too Hot to Handle. Things got kind of crazy. So what was your genuine reaction to when you were like, this is Too Hot to Handle. This is not Parties in Paradise. I'm not getting lit.
Man, my general reaction, first of all, keep in mind, like, you have to quarantine for 2 weeks, and they keep you away from your phone, and all you have is, like, this Amazon Fire Stick to watch all these TV shows, and, like, God. In my head, you know, I'm still a little bit depressed, because, like, I got kicked off of Love Island, like, last minute, like, very last minute. I was in the VIP mix to go, they took me off the VIP mix, so I'm all depressed, sad, but I'm going on this show that nobody's ever heard of, like, I have no idea if it's gonna be good or bad. Okay, so then we finally, you know, get to the show. It looks like the part, like they got the t-shirts made. This is Parties in Paradise. Said like all these hats made, these group chats, PIP. And then, you know, we get there, we see the girls. We're all like horny as hell. We got all these beautiful girls everywhere. I'm sitting here like, man, like I get to, you know, make my cake and eat it, you know, essentially. Man, all day long, they're winding us up, like, yeah, like, we're going to crown the party king and, like, all this and that. Oh, I was thinking, like, what in the hell is a party king and, like, how are you getting crowned for that? I'm like, okay, if the goal is to smash all these girls, like, you should have said that yesterday because, like, okay, I know I'm going to complete that job, like, whatever. There's only four or five dudes here, and I'm looking around, and I'm like, all right, let's compete. You know, all these beautiful girls. And then, obviously, you know, smashed off with Carly right off the bat. And I'm sitting here thinking, like, okay, we got the costume party tonight. We're going down. We're going to have the drinks and stuff. And I remember Carly was, like, talking to me, and she's like, yeah, like, I'm not really interested in anybody else. I just kind of, like, you know, do this thing with you. And I'm sitting here thinking, like, yeah, but at the same time, I'm like, for that, but I also want to like explore my other options. Like I'm trying to be like the lion around here, go see what's good with everybody else. And then obviously, you know, throughout the day, getting to know her better, you know, I go in for like the kiss or whatever. She smacks the back of her head. I'm like, all right, smooth, dude. You're supposed to be like this really smooth guy. And the first time you tell her, I think, what did I say? I was like, why don't you take my lips for like a test drive? I'm like, I lost all of my game. I lost all my game in this quarantine, dude. And then, so we get to like the event, you know, and they're just, you know, winding us up like this dance party, getting us all hot and bothered with like these costumes and like this ridiculous games. And then Jeff Dye, our host, comes out. He's like, oh, I got one more special guest for you. And like, mind you, like all day long, they're like, you know, we're in Rihanna's villa. We got P. Diddy, Drake's on the island. I'm sitting there thinking like, this no-name TV show about to have Drake out here? All right, bet. Bring on Drake. And he's like, all right, drum roll or whatever. And I'm like looking around like, okay, so where's Drake? And then out pops this tone. And then I was like, what is this thing? Like, and they're like, welcome to Too Hot to Handle. I'm like, we're on too hot to handle. And that's where like the catchphrase, cop blocked by a cone came.
Yeah. Oh my God. You guys look so shocked. And then who was the one that cried? Cause I heard somebody cried once they were like, it's too hot to handle. Was it you?
I was crying. Everybody was crying. I was so upset. I stormed off. I was like, get me on the phone with Katie right now. Like Katie, the girl that casted me. I was like, put her on the phone. Cause like, I was so genuinely hurt because all of the time, cause you go through like the casting process. It's like 6-7 months of, like, it's forever. Like, and like, I built such a like great friendship and bond with her. And like, I just felt so robbed emotionally because she's sitting there telling me, she's like, I'm taking you away from all this quarantine drama. Oh my God, the trust issues. I was like, man, get me on the phone with her. I was like, send me home. I want to go home.
Oh my God. So if they told you it was too hot to handle, would you have signed up or been like, hell no, I'm not doing that shit?
To be honest with you, like looking back on it, I was like, it was a once in a lifetime experience. But like, keep in mind, like already, you know, the COVID year, we're already quarantined. We don't get to do anything outside of like what it is. I'm pretty sure like my free Pornhub subscription was like running out. I'm just kidding. But yeah, I'm sitting here like, you know, I'm already quarantining. I already don't get to talk to all these girls. And then they kind of like, it's kind of like when you're starving, they put like a plate of food in front of you and then they yank it away and they're like, psych. Like, why would I sign up for that?
Now I mean, that you like, know it what it is. My life.
Yeah, now, I mean, I didn't know. I've never seen the first season. So okay. That's kind of like why they liked me a lot. In the casting process, they bring a lot of people to the island and then you have like your individual interviews and like the Netflix and stuff. They come and they visit you at your house, but you don't really know. The only person that knows is like your chaperone, who is essentially your glorified babysitter, right? To make sure you're not on the internet or using your phone or anything like that. I remember like it got so boring. I had a great villain in quarantine because I had like the ocean and stuff, but it got to the point where like you start going like delusional because it's just you and this other person, this TV in the house. And so me and this person, we had like a pet spider. It was this big old spider that was like on our backyard on the ocean. It had like silver on it. It looked really cool. We named him Henry. And I remember I started going so crazy that Netflix came over one morning, like deep into the quarantine, to meet me for the first time. And I remember I didn't know it was Netflix that came over, mind you. He's just like, oh, we got some people. They just want to come say hi to you. And I was just sitting there for probably like a good 20-30 minutes talking to them about my pet spider. I was like, yeah, like this is what we feed him every morning. I was like throwing bugs in the spider web in front of Netflix. And Netflix is like, we love this guy. Like he's not worried about a thing. I told my shop run, I'm like, so you mean to tell me that they could have sent me home. They could have not liked me. I'm like, so you mean to tell me that we had Netflix come over and the only thing that we talked about was our pet spider?
Oh my God, that's so funny. They're probably like, do we cast him or send him to the psych ward? Like, what's going on? Other than that, you get on the show, you meet Carly. What was it about her that first caught your attention? Because I know everyone was kind of like vibing with one person and, you know, you were like, I'm going to go for Carly. So what was it about her?
Man, Carly had banter. Like a lot of people know, like I love a good banter. I love to compete as a competitor. And Carly had like checked off all the boxes. I remember the first conversation I went out there with Carly. I went out there and I stood next to her. And like, mind you, she wasn't like the first person I was talking to. I was like talking to everybody.
Yeah.
And I remember like Carly, she like leans over. She goes, so what do you do? I'm like, what do I do? Like, do you not know me? Like, I'm a TikToker. I play professional football. Like, what do I do? I was like, I play football. She's like, you kick a ball through a net? I'm like, no, like, I hit people. Like, I play ball. And she's like, oh, whatever. And I'm like, this girl's completely unimpressed. I was like, I also got 1 million followers on TikTok. And she's like, what's TikTok? I was like, I'm losing right now. Like, I'm like, okay, like, I'm also 6'5". And she's like, yeah, my last boyfriend, he's pretty big too. He played professional hockey in Canada. And I'm like, I can't win.
Jesus Christ. I mean, we don't get to see these little things. So like, everyone's like, so did they just like pick like, oh yeah, she's hot. Okay, cool. Or like you guys actually had conversations and stuff. So I guess watching it, people are like, before the show, what did you consider like your type, or what were you looking for in a girl? Were you like not looking for a girlfriend? You were just like trying to have fun, but like, what was your type?
Like, I was being casted for Love Island before I went on Too Hot to Handle. And so like, I was looking for a girlfriend because like, obviously like I've only ever known girlfriend. I had one girlfriend my whole life. We dated for 6 years. We broke up January, the year before we ended up going to. So I had like my window of being single. I liked having a girlfriend, like having like a partner in crime. So like I was a little bit bummed out. I got taken off of Love Island. And so like when I was going on this show, I remember I was laying in the room one day and I was thinking like, is my potential future wife on this island with me right now? And I don't even know it. You know, going into it, I'm sitting here, I had like this physical ideal type of like what I was looking for. And I feel like I based a lot of it off of like what my ex-girlfriend looked like. I've never been like a vanilla type of person, like a basic person. And so like, I feel like my ideal type was like, you know, super curvy, like this tropical looking beautiful woman. And like, I go on there and like Carly's beautiful, absolutely beautiful. But like, she wasn't like the physical type that I went there looking for. But like, what's crazy is like, it teaches you, like, it's not always about physical like looks. Granted, like a lot of people have seen the show, you know, like me and Carly, we ended up like breaking up. In the show, it's kind of like one of those all of a sudden things. It's reality TV. There is a lot of stuff that does happen that's not on camera. So it wasn't all of a sudden for us, but to the audience, it looks really all of a sudden. And I was just like, you know, like I'm at this retreat for a reason. I'm trying to better myself. I'm trying to grow. And, you know, we ended up breaking up. Then there was some time in between there before, you know, Tabitha came into the mix. And then Tabitha came into the mix. And I literally told everybody like on the island, because I know Carly was like still very much, you know, we still had like a great connection. I know when Tabitha came, I told Tabitha, I was like, I'm not really emotionally available right now. And then like obviously reality TV, they fast forward like a lot of stuff, and then, you know, all of a sudden we were together. But there was like some healing process and there was some development, and it's like I took like a lot of heat breaking up with Carly. But like if you're with somebody and it's not working out, like, you know, try something new, you know what I mean? And like, that's what I try to like preach to people. Like, yes, I got hate for breaking up with Carly, but like, to me, it was like, okay, it wasn't working out with Carly at that time. Obviously people call me, you know, the Carmen King, cause you know, she ended up breaking up with me too. So it's like, I broke up with somebody and got broken up with. So I got both ends of the spectrum there. And then obviously Carly got her workshop where she just like tore into me, so.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. It happens. And obviously there's stuff that we don't see, and that's something that I've learned a lot, you know, talking to reality TV stars and stuff. So yeah, I kind of felt like there must have been something missing, because you were like, I'm not emotionally available. Everyone was like, yeah. And then like, I don't know, it felt like a minute went by and you were with Tabitha, and I'm like, this is a little weird. I don't think that's what happened, but you know, people that don't know, they just believe it. And they're like, damn, he's really a dick, man. Like, he sucks. And I'm like, I mean, I think we're missing something here.
There's a big piece of the puzzle missing. Like me and Carly, we actually had multiple conversations before I ended up with somebody else. We had some pretty great conversations prior to like the workshop of her chewing me out. And like before that workshop where she chewed me out, I remember I was telling her, I was like, you know, just like open up, like your women empowerment. I want to hear like that voice that I've been trying to like take a part of me essentially and put it inside of you. Pun intended, but like, and like, boy, did she let me have it in that workshop. And like, mind you, it wasn't that she was like coming for me. I was just like the catalyst that was representing every boy in her life. For me to sit there not being able to say a freaking word as she established of my not nice scene, just hearing that and like really feeling the emotion, I think that really saved Carly's and I's relationship moving forward, because I really in that moment felt not just her, but I felt like every single woman that I've ever hurt in my life. And I really felt like, wow, like my actions really do impact somebody's like mental being. And it really opened up like my third eye essentially. And so like it changed that. And now it's a trend on TikTok where women now have her whole thing down word for word, verbatim. Yep. I get tagged in every one of those videos, and I'm like, sometimes I gotta live this in the cockroach down, guys. Like,
yeah, I've seen that, and I'm like, oh, I kind of figured they would do that. I mean, I was rooting for her in that moment, because obviously, you know, it's a show. They set you up. You know, they're egging us on. I was egging her on too. I was like, yes, queen, say it. But then I was like, shit, I kind of feel bad. Same time.
Oh man, imagine sitting there like gag. And mind you, like that whole workshop, like prior to that, was like a breathing exercises that we did to open up like our fight or flight. So we were really vulnerable that one. So they made sure like I was as vulnerable as possible. And like I remember like when she was tying it up, I was like, all right, like just let me have it. And she's just like smiling. She's like, oh no, I got you. I'm like sitting there, like, dang, like this is gonna be good. Like we're coming off a positive note. I've had no animosity towards Carly a couple of days. And then like I felt it when she like tied the thing tight. I was like,
oh yep.
Yeah. And then it's like one of those moments where it's like you look back on it. And then I remember like my initial reaction was like, all right, Chase, like, what are you going to say back to this girl? Like, am I going to act out of an emotion and I'm going to lash back, or am I going to be the bigger person here? And like, I'm like more of like the high road type of person.
That's yeah.
My rebuttal, everybody's waiting for me to attack back. And like a lot of people don't remember like what I said back to her because it wasn't anything. It
wasn't like tea. Yeah.
Yeah. Like if I would have like sunk my claws in and attacked back and like, well, you know what, like blah, 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 blah. Then like people would be like, oh, look at this man or whatever, like attacking her back. And I'm like, it's not about that. I was happy that Carly finally found her voice and she spoke up to me. And I was just like, you know what, Carly, like you are an amazing person. You are absolutely phenomenal. And I am glad that you let me have it, because like this, it was bigger for her in that moment than it was for me. And in different ways, you know, and it was bigger for me to learn how to listen, and it was big for her to learn how to speak. So
yeah, it was, that's what I think we all got out of it. But watching Tabitha and Joey sitting on the like thing to the right had me dying, because they were just like, and Tabitha's now thinking, what the hell, what am I getting myself into? And I was like, oop, this is, it's a lot.
It's a lot. It's a lot, especially if you're new to the island and you don't know what's going on. And it's just like, imagine being like the new girlfriend. And you're just listening to your man get chewed out by her ex. Like, this is what you did, this is what you did. You're thinking, like, obviously you're thinking, like, am I going to be next? Like, is he going to do this? And I remember after that workshop, too, like, I was not very talkative. Like, I kind of, like, went off and just did my own thing for the rest of the day. And, guys, I just got chewed out on national television for 10. And I remember Joey and Tabitha, they also had a turn to, like, talk to each other. But, like, the difference was, like, they didn't really know each other,
yeah. Either.
And I remember Joey goes, yeah, like I'd like to get to know you a little bit more, Tabitha. And I'm sitting there like, so bro, let me get this straight. You just let me get chewed out by this girl in front of me, and now you're gonna hit on the new girl I'm with behind me. I looked at Joey, I was like, boy, if you break any rules, I'm coming straight for you.
Yeah, oh my god, I was watching that like, I don't know who's going with who. There's a lot more we have to unpack with that situation, but I know you're spilling a lot of tea on TikTok with Marvin. I see some stuff going on. You know, this is That's the Tea with Alessandra G. So what can you tell us about what you guys are saying about some of these like new couples? Like Peter and Melinda kind of came out of left field. I think everyone was kind of like, what? Marvin, my guy Marvin, you know, I was really happy to see him win. I thought they were going to be together, and now that's over. And we're all like, what's going on?
Yeah. So here's the thing. Let's start with the tea with Melinda. Okay. So Melinda goes on live with Marvin, and she has like this, like a little session where she's kind of like going for him and saying like, you left me stranded in Mexico and all this. Okay. That's not the case at all. Like Marvin, like I am both of their friends. Like I was close with Melinda on the show. I was close with, obviously Marvin's my brother. I remember that whole situation. Like they were planning to go to Mexico. Yes. But Melinda went to Mexico, and it wasn't her and Marvin going to Mexico. Melinda met friends in Mexico, and Melinda's like, obviously everybody knows she's a really outgoing person. She has both guy and girlfriends. You know what I mean? So she has like a lot of friends, and Marvin didn't really want to be in a situation where he was going to have to deal with anybody's exes or any of these other men. Like they're trying to build this long distance relationship from opposite sides of the planet. And so Marvin, it's hard for him to leave Paris anyways. Like, I don't know if you guys know like the COVID laws, but it's not easy to get out of Paris, essentially. Like Marvin had to quarantine a month before he could even come on our show. So he couldn't, not only could he not, you know, go to Tulum to meet Melinda, he also didn't really want to go through like all of like the hassle of having to deal with like her ex-boyfriends who were also in Tulum, who, you you know, she was like, you know, going to bars and stuff with out there. Like, I don't know if they did anything. Like, I don't know that, but I know that they were together out there and Marvin did not want to deal with that. And so Marvin and me, we planned another trip to Tulum so that we could be together. And that's when I went down there and I met him and all that. And we did like his whole birthday trip and we were working on like learning Spanish and stuff. And Melinda was super hurt about it. Cause she's like, well, I had this Airbnb and all this. And it's like, well, you didn't plan that with Marvin. You planned that with your other friends and then wanted Marvin to go. And then you attacked Marvin on a lie for it. And like, that's where I was like, okay. And like, that's kind of like where like the whole, why Melinda like unfollowed me, because I was like, you guys are building like these fake social media relationships to not be genuine. And like, that's the part like that killed me. And like, that's like, I made the TikTok videos because I'm like, people need to understand it's reality TV. And like, sometimes you got to ruffle some feathers, but like, to be honest with you, I'm being real with everybody. I'm like, you know, like Marvin said it on his live, like Carly and Melinda have never been friends. Like when we were on the show, they were not friends. Like Melinda and Carly did not like each other. And then we come off the show and they were portrayed as like such good friends. And like now they're best friends on social media. And like, I didn't say anything. I wasn't even talking about them when I made that TikTok. But like after I made that TikTok, Melinda texted me and she's like, stop with the toxic TikToks or something like that. It's annoying and blah, 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 blah. And I sent Melinda a voice note and I was like, I essentially was like, you know, like, it wasn't even about you. Like if you feel like some type of way defensively, I think I still have the messages, but like, I was like, if it's not even about you. It says, can you stop with the ignorant TikTok videos? There's no need. I sent her a voice note and I was like,
you cannot be serious. First of all, you don't even follow me on TikTok. I don't know how you're seeing my TikToks. Second, I'm not even coming at you. So like, I don't know why you're getting defensive, first and foremost. That makes no sense. And third, why'd you unfollow me on Instagram? Like, are you good? Like, are you good? Like, what's the issue here?
And then she said, she's like, nah, you're trolling and talking about exposing people too on there. She's like, I don't want any part of like this drama. All I'm asking is to keep me out of it. I'm like, I didn't say
your name.
Yeah, and I feel like because she knows, like, because Marvin said it on his live, he's like, you and Carly have never been friends. Like, you guys have never been friends. Like, why are you pretending to be her best friend right now? Because Netflix portrayed you guys as best friends. So, you know, you guys don't want to lose that image, which I completely understand. But, like, me and Marvin are like, you guys are coming on our lives, attacking us, making us seem like these awful humans. But, like, really, like, I did not want to fake like a relationship with Carly. Like, and I told Carly that because Carly was like sending me like all this stuff. And I was like, you know, like, I don't know what I want to do. I got to like clear with my management. And like, I don't want to be like stuck one way or another if like I'm seen with you or if I'm seen with Joey. And like, I texted Carly because this goes into the Carly team now. And I texted Carly and I was like, I sent her like this little post. Like, obviously I stopped texting her back after a while, but like I sent her this post and I was like, I don't want to be in your and Joey, or I don't want to be in a love triangle with like you and Joey. Like, I'm backing out of this. Like, I'm too genuine for like all of this stuff.
Oh, wow.
I was like, don't like call me to complain about stuff when like things like start going bad. Because like, it's like me, like whether it's tea or not, like I wanted to separate myself from being involved in like any sort of like persona relationship. And like, that's where I was dropping the TikToks and people were getting mad about the TikToks. But realistically, I'm just telling you guys, like,
I'm not the one.
Yeah, I'm being honest with you guys. Like, I'm not like, I genuinely care for Carly. Like, Carly and me, like, she means a ton to me. Like, I generally like love that girl, but like, I was not going to be involved in a relationship that was like her and Joey, especially because she sent me this big old long screenshot and she was talking about like telling Joey like, oh, like I don't want to feel like used and like all this and that. And I'm like, okay, well, when the show came out and Joey only hit like 100,000 followers, you know, all of a sudden now he's in a relationship with Carly getting tattoos on his fingers and now he's like, you know, 250,000 followers. I know it's not all about the followers, but I'm like, Carly, like he was not nice to you for 6 months until the show came down. She even said it like on her Q&A on her Instagram, mm-hmm. where she's like, oh, we broke up for a while and now we're all of a sudden back together because he all of a sudden came to his senses. I'm like, of course he came to his senses.
I just saw that. I literally just saw that and I was like, what?
Yeah, like, and it, like, and it, like, I'm like, Carly, like, and like, that's what I was like, I would face, like, I FaceTime Carly all the time. Like, we have, like I said, we have a great relationship. And I remember I was talking to Carly and I'm like, all of a sudden she's like talking about getting back with Joey and I'm like, okay, like, if you want to go get with Joey, like, I support you 100%, but, like, I am not going to be involved in this love triangle at all. Like, I'm going to go do my own thing and build my own fan base. And that's kind of, like, where the whole, like, Team Chase came from. It's because, like, the whole Team Chase persona stands for, like, people we see behind the scenes. Like, we got your back. We know, like, not everything we see is, like, how things go. So, like, we just want to make it, like, 100% clear. Like, that's where the whole Team Chase is. Like, we back you. And, like, that's where the brand come from, the essentials, and, like, all that stuff. So,
okay, yeah, because I was wondering, I wanted to ask about the merch. Is that what you're focusing on right now? Because I know you did a photo shoot, and people are like, ooh, when is this dropping? It's coming out soon. So, you know, it's just about backing you, supporting you. You do have your own fan base now, so that's a tea on that.
Yeah, yeah. So merch drops July 23rd. Got like a lot of Team Chase. We're going to go, you know, this is like the first batch of stuff, all limited edition. Once it's out, it's gone. Obviously, people who've seen the workshop, you know, with the whole not nice. I don't know if you guys remember at the end of it, Carly's like, you're not nice. You're not
yes.
Nice. I got some shirts that say like not nice on it coming out soon.
It's cool.
Just like a little fun spin on words. And, you know, the merch is super excited. And that's kind of like the persona like I'm building with my fan base. The Team Chase fan base is all about like, you know, like, I'm big, like, everybody sees the TikToks. I just like to be the funny guy, and like, I like to poke at things, and like, obviously you guys saw like Cam's rebuttal on it. Like, I said, like, I freaking love Cam to death. I think he's a really great dude, and like, Emily, I really think is a good dude, and like, I poked at their relationship a little bit. Their relationship, like, they live together, and they're like, they're great and all that, and like, my thing about it is like, everybody attacked me, and like, all I did was like, I just put my finger in the crack of their strong wall dam or whatever, and like, everybody was coming for me, but like, I was just like poking fun at it and just got like a lot of views and stuff like that. But like, honestly, like TikTok is just like all a big entertainment thing for me, like just keeping people on their toes. And I told Cam and Emily at both, like, Emily's great with, like, Emily's fantastic. Like, love that girl to death, such a sweetheart. Cam, he didn't really like understand at first. He's like, I don't understand your angle here. And I'm like, bro, like, all I'm doing is like providing hype around like our show. Like, all I'm doing is, like, people, you know, they're going to watch our show and they'll be like, okay, we know this happened, this happened, this happened. So now we don't have to watch anymore. I'm sitting here thinking, like, whoa, they don't know yet. Like, relationships haven't been announced yet. Like, you don't know who I'm with. Like, I remember it was just, I was with Harry and I was just like, one random day, I was like, no, okay, Emily, boom. And then the next day, I was like, no, Melinda. And the next day, I was like, no, Kayla. Like, just keeping people, like, confused. And, like, it ruffled some feathers, but it also, like, kept like a lot of like the hype around the show. Like, who is Chase with? We don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we were all thinking that, you know. But yeah, it was what... good. It was good. Last season it was like, we all know Harry and Francesca. It was like, there's nothing gonna move with that. But then, you know, now I'm starting to see, because if we're gonna call it out, like, Harry and Francesca got the matching tattoos. And then I'm like, Carly and Joey matching tattoos, same finger. A little weird, not gonna lie. Just a little weird. I mean, she's being very honest on Instagram when people are asking her. It's kind of all out in the open. They haven't been together the whole time. It's kind of something new. But, like, I think a lot of people are like, what is this? What's going on? Same thing with Peter and Melinda. I'm like, is this a TikTok relationship? Is this, are you guys, like, actually dating? Is my man Marvin okay?
Yeah, no, Marvin's doing good. Marvin's doing great. Like I said, Melinda and Peter, I'm actually not sure what's going on there. I hung out with Peter last weekend. I know Peter really likes Melinda. Like, I had a great relationship with Peter on the show too. So I know, like, Peter is like super genuine. I know Melinda's a really genuine person too. I love both of those guys to death. So if they're together, it would not surprise me in the least bit. I don't know like what their relationship status is. I know they're both in New York. I know they hang out all the time. Melinda went to his like release party, and like, they've been involved with each other for quite some time since we've been off the show. So like, as far as I'm concerned, like, I, you know, they could have like a genuine relationship together.
Going off of that, speaking of Marvin, I know we talked about Cam briefly, but everybody was dying during the finale when you went into the room to pick between Marvin and Cam for who won the money. And now that the show wrapped, people are seeing what happened and what played out after, you know, everything ended and months later, people are now saying like, oh, he shouldn't have voted for Marvin because of everything Melinda is saying. And like, Cam should have won the money because he's still with Emily. There's a lot of back and forth there. So how did you choose who to vote for? And do you stand by your vote for Marvin? I feel like I already know the answer.
Oh, man. a lot. First and foremost, I 100% stand by my decision to vote for Marvin. I think Marvin earned that more than anybody. And I feel like it might not have been shown entirely. Like I said, it's not Netflix's problem or anything. Like, it's just how reality TV works. Marvin had everybody laughing every single night. He was so funny, such a great character. And like, keep in mind, like, Marvin, he speaks three languages, and like, English is his last one, you know. And for him to be able to compete on an English speaking TV show is absolutely amazing. Obviously, me and Marvin built a great friendship, and so did Cam and I. And like, you know, me and Cam, we walked in together. I knew Cam like the longest, like. You know, like, I've slept in the same bed with Cam, like, we showered together, like, I know Cam, like, really well. So, like, it was definitely a tough decision. But, like, what it came down to is just, like, I remember having a conversation with both of them prior to, like, the whole voting. And I remember I was asking Marvin, I was like, so, like, you know, like, what would you do if you won the money? Because, like, I went into my confessional, like, I was like, you know, like, the money doesn't mean that much to me, because like, my time in the retreat and my journey, I took a lot more from it than what money could pay for. And I remember having this conversation with Marvin, and I was like, Marvin, if you want the money, what would you do? And he was talking about how like, his mom has like always struggled, and single mom, and like how he's always had to do all these things, and how he's promised his mom like he's gonna take care of him one day. And it really brought me flashbacks to like me, similar to like, you know, I lost my pops when I was a kid, and I take like a huge responsibility of taking care of my mom and all that now. And like, it really hit home for me. I'm like, you know, like, a lot of people would go take this money and they would go blow it and do like all these things. And he was just like, yeah, I don't have like a lot of money right now, but like, I'm just working hard for my mom. And like, this TV show is like a big deal, and she like goes out of her way to make sure like I have everything. Like, we were on that show, that tux that he wore in the finale, his mom, like, you know, on her own dollar, mailed that across the planet. So he had that, you know, like, that showed like me and Marvin's friendship true, because like, we actually got into an argument that day. And we were not on good terms. It was the stupidest argument. We were in the kitchen and we were arguing about who had better food, Paris or America. And like, we were about to get into a fist fight over it. I was like, you're stupid, blah, blah, blah. He's like, blah, 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 blah. And we had to have, like,
oh my God,
separated. And the fact that I was able to like look like even past that and still make a conscious decision of like who won, really showed like our friendship. And you know, like, it wasn't just like a friendship deal that went into my vote. I also, you know, had the same conversation with Cam. He was like, oh, I know I'm gonna do really well off this show. And I was like, you know, all of us are gonna do really well, and I know Cam and Emily especially, you know, they're gonna be the couple coming off of this, since, you know, me and Carly didn't pan out. And I was like, you know, you guys are gonna make a lot, you know, of money off the side of this thing anyways. And you know, like, as far as like outside of like the money, in growing and genuine connections, like, you know, Marvin building an entire love relationship, speaking a third language was absolutely bonkers with somebody, you know, who lives in New York versus Paris, whereas, you know, Cam and Emily are, you know, UK, you know, Wales and London. So it's like right there. And like, you know, I feel like him changing his ways, building that relationship with Melinda, being willing to pursue it, helping his mom with the money, speaking like all these languages, being able to connect with everybody, being one of like the more entertaining people on the show. And then on top of it, you know, him and Melinda did become like a girlfriend and boyfriend. I think all of that played into like a huge factor into, you know, deciding to want the money. And then like, even though, you know, like, Melinda had the whole kissy scene with Peter, you know, he still like, you know, forgave that. And like, forgiveness for men especially is extremely hard. And Marvin did a really great job with that. And then on top of that, you know, building that relationship and then asking, you know, her to be his girlfriend after everything showed such immense growth. Whereas, you know, Cam had a whole situation with like Christina, where he's like, you know, I don't know how genuine this is. And granted, he did grow and he did learn from it. But like, at the same time, you know, like, Marvin never like really jumped ship. The whole shower scene with Cam and Tavs, I'm sitting there thinking like, granted, he didn't get into the shower.
It was close.
He walked over there and he looked and he's like, oh, I'm going to go. He was still like, you know, I mean, it shouldn't have even been a thought. You know, Marvin never was in a situation like that. He would just like, all right, like, I got a girl. I got the conversation I had with Cam where it was like, okay, so like, now you got one more challenge ahead of you. You got to go break it to Emily and tell her, you know, what you did. And, you know, that was kind of like my last little ditch effort to see like if Cam really grew as a person. And he went out there and he came back and him and Emily were dating. I remember Emily was like, you know, I'll give you a second chance, but there won't be a third. And I'm like, well, Emily just gave him a third, you know, after that. And that showed like, you know, they built a genuine connection. Now Marvin and Melinda built a genuine connection, but like the way it like all panned out at the end, like, I definitely felt like Marvin 100% deserved all of that.
Yeah, I felt the same way. I was like, if he doesn't vote for Marvin, I'm going to be so mad. I really wanted Marvin. And then I was like, okay, good. No hate to Cam. If he won, I would have been happy, but I just really wanted Marvin. But so speaking of the shower scene in Tabitha and everything she was doing, that girl, she was getting me a little annoyed because she kept saying, I'm just here to have fun. And I'm like, girl, you are not on a show to have fun. So what are you doing? So watching it, my boyfriend and I were like, what is she saying? Because she's like in the shower. She's like, I'm just here to have a little bit of fun. Like, what did you think about everything that Tabitha was doing and saying behind your back when you watched the show back? Were you like a little taken back? Like, what is she doing?
Yeah. Like, I was like, it was hurt. I felt like a lot of hurt for it. Man, I was like, you guys saw my face when she broke it to me, but like, cause like, guys, take it from my perspective. Like, I know like we don't know each other for that long, but like the difference is like when you date somebody, you see them for a couple hours every couple days, essentially, right? When you're in a retreat, mind you, like you're full fledged into it. Like you wake up with this girl, you go to bed with this girl, and now you're brushing your teeth, you're eating every meal, you're never away from this person. This person becomes a part of you, and it's just like. I was hurt. I was like, where did you find the time where you were away from me long enough to where you can make this happen? Two, like, you didn't even like think like, how would this make Chase feel? And three, we had just came off a date where I was literally licking chocolate off of your face. Like, you could have told me, you know, then and there, like, okay, like, I'm just here to have fun. You know what I mean? Don't have like this date and make me like, you know, like start opening up. Cause like, that was like a lot of what me and Carly struggled with was Carly wanted me to open up a lot more. And like, I did start to open up more. And like, by the time Tabs got there, she got like an easier version of myself. So like, I was already like more vulnerable. And like, obviously, you know, it was like a triple whammy that day. Cause it was like, I had the workshop with Carly where she let me have it. And then I got broken up with a couple of days later, you know, after, you know, she was telling me like, you know, she was walking me on Cam in the shower and she did all this, and like I'm sitting here thinking like, was anything you ever told me like genuine, real or not?
Yeah, that was tough. And like watching it back, I couldn't support that. I was like, this isn't cool. Like, no one played those games, no one did stuff like that on the show. So, you know, everyone was kind of open to the process once it was announced and like kind of embraced it. And then at the end, she was like, I don't know who's going to win the money. Could be any of us. And I was like, oh girl, you're not winning this. Like,
yeah, I do remember that. She's like, yeah, I think I have a pretty good shot at winning this money. I think I did a great job. And I was like,
what? Is she okay? None of it made any sense.
At all. And then like, you know, she posts the TikTok, and it was like, she's like, it was like the ha 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 laughing TikToker. She's like me when I broke Chase's heart or something like that. I was like, Tabs, what are you doing? Like, it's not, we're at a retreat. We're at a retreat to better ourselves and building genuine connections. And like, I get the whole karma thing where like I broke up with Carly, but like, I'm looking at it like, guys, like, I was in a relationship that didn't work out, and now I deserve no relationship to work out. Like, I'm sorry, guys, but I get, like, she crushed me, like, because I broke up with somebody, like, I deserve to, like.
You were being honest. I mean, I respected that only because, like you said, a lot of people are trying to, like, mooch off of these relationships coming out of it. Like, oh, we'll stay together, and then we'll just, you know, do all these, like, photo shoots and whatever, and we'll brand partnerships and all this crap just to get the money. And you could have easily done that and been like, yeah, I'm in this, you know, like, let's just keep it going. But you were honest. And then she was coming out laughing. And I was like, how the hell did Lana not kick her ass off the show after like a day? Because all the stuff she was pulling, this is the producers, but I was just like, this is ridiculous. But speaking of, you know, all the shit she was doing and like something's not adding up, one of my interns, Colby, really wants to know, she wanted me to ask you, how much of the show is scripted or like manipulated? In your opinion, I know it's not scripted word for word, like you're not reading anything, but do you think anything was kind of manipulated to go a certain way?
I mean, like, it was not 100%. It was all like they kept us away from each other. They wanted like genuine reactions with stuff. The only thing that I would touch on about that is in reality TV, like, say, for example, we're having a conversation and like I'll say something that's like funny to you. but like audio doesn't pick it up. Or like I had like a chain or something rubbing against my mic where they couldn't hear it. They'd come back in and be like, okay, can you guys like say that again? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
nothing was like scripted.
Okay. Well, that's good. You know, cause some people are like, there's no way this is true. And I'm like, oh, I think it is. Just like the cockroach, right? The last question is, there's no way, even if someone threw that at you, that it was going to stick on your forehead. And that just became one of the biggest memes. So I guess the last question that I have for you is, we have to talk about the cockroach. Have you lived that down? And what are you more afraid of now? Cockroaches or confessing your feelings?
I think I'm more afraid of the turtlenecks that I was wearing in 90 degree weather.
I was thinking that too. I'm like, why is he in a turtleneck? I mean, it's a look, but why? It's so hot.
I was in a phase. I don't know what it was, but when I was going shopping for Birds of Paradise, I was like, I want some turtlenecks. I brought three turtlenecks, and I brought the tan one, the white one, and a black one. I don't know what my obsession with the freaking turtlenecks were, but like I was all full send for them. But that cockroach, because I was sitting there thinking the same thing. That's why like it took me so long to react to it, because I was like, it smacked me in the forehead. And then like I was like, I thought it was a leaf like that fell from like a tree. And then like I remember I was thinking in my head, I was looking at Carly's face, and her face was like ghost white. And that's why like my eyes got big twice, because I was like, oh, it's just a leaf from the tree. And I was like, wait, we're on an island with no trees. We're on the ocean. What is on my forehead?
Oh my God.
So I talk about my emotions, and then I get a giant roach that lands on my head. And then Netflix pokes at it. They're like, hashtag chase roach. And I'm like, I'm never living this down. I got, you know, a freaking Keke Palmer, Jason Derulo, freaking P. Diddy, like everybody's sending me the freaking me, Saquon Barkley, like everybody.
Oh my God.
Sending me this, like, guys, I've seen it. Trust me. It's like I was there or something.
Yeah, that was crazy. Cockroach, people are loving it. Still a meme all over the place. Now, final question. I lied. What's next for you? Are you going to do more reality TV? Would you want to be cast and maybe go on Love Island or something else? Are you open to that? Or are you like, hell no, I'm doing my football and merch, and I'm just going to like ride the wave?
No, I'm not. I'm not. Like I said, like I'm a competitor. Like I love to compete. Next for me, I'm going to set up a podcast on my YouTube channel, where I'm going to also bring people in. I'm going to talk sports, funny, reality TV, everything I can relate to, gaming, all that stuff on my YouTube channel. I'm also going to do a lot of traveling, vlogs. I'm working on speaking two different languages, so Spanish and French. Marvin's been working on teaching me, as well as we've been taking trips places to learn. Obviously, Portuguese as well for my Brazilian people out there. I'm also getting ready to go back to football. I just came off the spring league, so I'm in between teams right now. Hoping to get picked up again to go play some more football. I'm going to be vlogging a lot of that stuff. And then absolutely, you guys will definitely see me on another reality TV show. I was in the works with one that we actually just shot, which I can't really talk a whole lot about, but you guys will be seeing me again very soon. And Love Island, sorry guys, but I'm not going on Love Island.
It's a dupe. It's over.
It's like two out the hand on Love Island are complete polar opposites, and we compete with each other. You're talking about cable versus Netflix. Like, I'm team Netflix all the way, baby.
Hell yeah.
But I would be interested in a new other TV shows, such as, I don't know, maybe like Survivor, The Challenge, The Bachelor. I think I would be a great Bachelor. I would love to do something like that. So,
yes, that would be so fun. I would love to see that.
Definitely going to roll with the TV personality. I think I do really well speaking in front of the camera, and you know, I'm not too bad on the eyes, guys. Like, let me toot my horn a little bit.
Yeah, come on, guys. DM him and gas him up a little bit after these heartbreaks.
You'll put applications in my DMs.
Yeah, just do The Bachelor through the DMs. That's it. Thank you so much, Chase, for coming on. That's the Tea with Alessandra G. I appreciate you and your time. And I'm glad we got to do this and chat about everything from Too Hot to Handle to your merch and everything else. You have a lot going on.
Thank you so much for having me. I love it.
Huge thank you and shout out to Chase from Too Hot to Handle for joining me today on That's the Tea with Alessandra G. I loved hearing about all of the gossip and tea from Too Hot to Handle. This season was straight fire, and I don't know about you guys, but I'm glad that I know the truth now. So take that for what you will. We'll just have to stick around on social media to see just how all of these friendships and relationships pan out. Be sure to follow him on socials and
grab his merch coming out July 23rd. You're not going to want to miss it. Team Chase, one very last special message for you all. And if you've tuned in before, you've heard this so many times, you probably don't want to ever hear it again. Stay safe out there, friends, and wash your damn hands.